Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Ki Tetzeh. So, these parashiyot are always read during Chodesh Elul. Parashat Ki Tetzeh, there's a tremendous amount of things that we can talk about, just by mere virtue of the fact that this week's parashah contains over 10% of the overall mitzvot of the Torah. So, one of the most notable things in Parashat HaShavua, and the very last discussion of the parashah, is Parashat Zachor, is at the end of the parashah. So, by the way, even halachically speaking, unfortunately, Parashat Zachor this past year, the Shabbat before Purim, was when, you know, things started to, you know, break out. COVID started to break out. So anybody who wasn't able to make it, a person was ill, in quarantine, whatever, a person wasn't able to make it to Kriyat Parashat Zachor before Purim, the poskim say you can be Yotzeh this week's Parashah. So the Baal Koreh should make some sort of announcement to say that I'm being Motzi everybody, whoever didn't hear, and you can have Kavanah and be Yotzeh just as much as Shabbat Zachor. That's just a side point. Rabotai, one of the most destructive, if not the most destructive force on the face of the earth is Amalek. So much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichvodo Ve'atzmo, says, Ki yad al kesiyah, milchama ladunai be'amalek midor dor. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi HaKadosh says on the spot, En Hashem shalim, ve'en ha'kiseh shalim, ad she'imache zer'o shel Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and throne is incomplete until Amalek is completely annihilated. And that's going to happen. That's one of the jobs of Mashiach Tzidkenu, is going to be to annihilate Amalek. Until that point, it says, Kiyad al kes. What's kes? Incomplete chair. It should say kiseh. It says kes. Ya is only half of the Shem Yod Ke Vav Ke. It's incomplete until they are decimated. Rabotai, if you look in the Torah, what is it that, you know, the Torah tells us, what is it that makes Amalek so bad? The Torah says, first of all, Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek badirech b'tzadichem mitzrayim. Why? Asher karecha badirech. Now, there are three pirushim in Rashi, what asher karecha really means. But one of the pirushim, one of the most famous, is that he cooled us off, minashon kar, krirut. That cooling off, that indifference, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what made HaKadosh Baruch Hu hate them. It's the hatred that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never tells us to hate anybody. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills a hatred from generation to generation in Am Yisrael for Amalek because of this midah of krirut. Now listen, Rabotai. Says a Gaon of Chaim Shulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Vracha, in Sechot Musar, quoting from a Gaon of Mashgiach. When Rav Chaim Shulevitz quotes the Mashgiach, who's that? Rabbi Ruchem, right? That was the, Rav Chatzko was later. But when Alter Mir is referred to the Mashgiach, that's a reference to Rabbi Ruchem. Now, Rabbi Ruchem Alevi Levavitz of Mir, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, who's a Talmid of? Chafetz Chaim. Yeah? Talmid Chafetz Chaim Alev Hashem. So, anyway, B'Kitzur, so he quotes from Rabbi Ruchem and saying as follows. In order to understand what makes Amalek so bad, you have to go back to his roots. You have to look at the inception of Amalek. This Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin of Tzaditit Amudbet. The Gemara says, how was Amalek born? Says the Gemara as follows. Tina, the Gemara says, V'tina ita pilegesh le'elifaz ben Isav, v'tere le'elifaz et Amalek. Says the Gemara, Timna bat melachim ita. Timna was a princess of Seir. Yeah, the Torah says, V'achot lotan Timna. She wanted to, she saw the greatness of Abraham Avinu and his progeny, and she wanted to convert. She came to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and requested from them to convert, and they just shrugged her off. They pushed her away. She said, you know what? If they're not accepting me as a proper Jewess, it's, you know, what I'd rather do? I'd rather be a maidservant in the household of Abraham Avinu than remain a princess in Seir. What did she do? She went and married Eliphaz, and then she mothered, she bore Amalek Arasha. That was the beginnings of Amalek, which means, says Rabbi Yeruchim, the Gemara says, Nafak mina Amalek v'tzarim l'Yisrael. Amalek came out of Timnah and then was the greatest oppressor an enemy Am Yisrael ever knew was Amalek. Why is that? Why did he come from such union? Says the Gemara, Dila Ivai Lehu Lirachaka. They shouldn't have pushed her away so much. Which means that there was a little bit of a claim on Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov for pushing away Timnah. Apparently, obviously, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had their reasons for not accepting her. Abraham was no stranger to being Mekabel Gerim. Abraham Avinu was Aviya Gerim. Abraham Megayere Ta'anashim. Sarah Megayere Ta'anashim. They were the, you know, quintessential Gerim makers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And yet what? For some reason, the Gemara doesn't tell us why, they didn't accept Timnah. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, they shouldn't have pushed her away so much. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sotah, Daf Mem Zayin, Le'olam Yehe, Yemin Asimol Docha, V'yemin Mekarevet, which means anybody you push away, you always have to follow that up by doing what? Bring them closer, because otherwise, there could be catastrophic results. Who does the Gemara use for examples? Gehazi, Yemach Shemo V'zichro, other examples that the Richuk was too much. So to over here, the Gemara says, the Richuk by Timnah was too much. Rabotai, listen to this. So what was the inception of Amalek? Amalek was born from Richuk. Amalek was a product of pushing away, of a little bit of coldness. And that's why, what did Amalek represent his whole life? Asher Karecha Baderech. His mother got pushed away. Amalek caused pushing away. Amalek caused strife and disunity, discord and coldness. That's a result of what his mother went through. And Rabotai, what was the... Was it worth it? Not yet. Yes. Anyway, so he says like this. You're going to Eretz Yisrael, right? Can you take me with you? Okay, anyway, yeah, that's true. Aval, Rabotai, listen very carefully. Mikon makom, with regards to Amalek, how did the coldness of Amalek manifest itself? Listen carefully. Everybody knows the famous mashal that Rashi HaKadosh brings down b'shem HaMidrash, that Am Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they're like a scalding bath. And all the Shamio Amim Yirgazun, all the nations of the world knew the nisim niflaot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Am Yisrael on their way out of Mitzrayim and Alayam. And everybody was terrified. And everybody was terrified to start up with Am Yisrael, except for Amalek. Amalek also knew it was at stake. Amalek knew that they would be subject to a lethal blow. And yet, they jumped into the scalding bathtub and they got burned. And yet, when a person jumps into a scalding bathtub, even though he gets burned, by default, what happens? Cools off the water for everybody else. They opened that tiny opening for everybody else to come and attack and disrespect and disregard the chashivut of Am Yisrael. Amalek personified indifference and callousness. Rabotai, we know in Parashat Bo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to warn people, warn the Egyptians about the impending plague of Barad, of the hail, he says, "Vashel lo sam libo el devar Hashem, heniach et avada ve'et mikno basadeh." Which means, whoever doesn't pay attention to the word of God, you should leave your servants and your animals in the field, and they're going to die. Rabotai, this is after seven, you know, they're already, Barad was number seven, but this was after already six Makot. They already knew who they were dealing with. They knew the power, the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could it be a person not paying attention? That's exactly Amalek. That is the Midah of Amalek. Amalek is seeing everything, internalizing everything, but just not paying attention and not caring. The Midah, all the Shoresh, the root of all bad Midot is what? Seeing everything, but not letting it penetrate and not caring. Sometimes you see people, you know, Hashem Yisrael, right, Mikey? The shiurim, people can talk and give, you know, parasha and, you know, Gemara and Halacha and inspiration. People love inspiration. But you know what the next step, you know the next step after inspiration, you know what it is? You got to let yourself be inspired. If a person has a block, there are certain people that hear inspiration, but they don't take it to the next level. They don't allow themselves to be inspired. That is the midav amalek rasha. That is that block, that callousness, that has to do with amalek. You know how I know that? The opposite is true as well. You know how a person is able to reach such high levels and reach all the midot ha-tovot? Just paying attention. You know how we know that? In Parashat Shemot, what was the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in Moshe Rabbeinu that made him decide to nominate Moshe Rabbeinu as the savior of Am Yisrael? Huh? Anavayim, humility. However, even before that, the Torah tells us, Vayigdal ha'ish vayetze lechav vayar besiblotam. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up, he was only 13 years old, and he went out. Rashi HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu had every reason in the world not to be part of the enslavement. First of all, he was a prince. He grew up in Paro's house. Second of all, he was a Levi. They weren't enslaved. And yet, Rashi says, Natan aynav velibo liyot metzer alehim. Moshe Rabbeinu paid attention, and he felt bad for them, and he looked, and he went and participated. What did he do? Natan aynav velibo. Moshe Rabbeinu did one thing. He paid attention. You know what else? In the very same parasha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu bilabat esh mitoch haseni, right in the burning bush. The Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu had a monologue. Vayomer Moshe, asura na ve'ere et hamar'e hagadol hazeh, madua lo yiv'ar haseni. Moshe Rabbeinu told himself, he says, wow, I better turn around and look. What? Why is this bush burning and not being consumed? And immediately thereafter, what does the pasuk say? Vayikra Elohim Moshe mitocha esh. Vayomer Elav Moshe Moshe vayomer Hineni. Immediately after, it says Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu from the burning bush, and he says Moshe Moshe. And from there on in, everything else, as they say, was history. Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Am Yisrael. Can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu running by Har Sinai, running after that sheep that ran away, the Midrash says, and he runs by the burning bush, and he says, wow, that's cool. And maybe move on, maybe take a selfie, right? Post it on Instagram, and then move on. What would have been the end of Moshe Rabbeinu? Nothing. The only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know why? Because he stopped and paid attention, he looked, and he questioned, he says, one second, I got to pay attention here. Something's off. Without that midah of paying attention, Moshe Rabbeinu was the quintessential antithesis of the midah of Amalek. That was him. And all midot tovot start from when a person can internalize what's going on around him. Sometimes you see people around you. You see a person's bitzara, right? It's very easy. Mikey will tell you, Shem Yisrael, we're in a generation that teshuvah, Baruch Hashem, is rampant. The more people try to fight against the Torah, the more Torah happens. The more people try to fight against religion, the more teshuvah happens. People don't know the secret. If people want, you know, their children to be less religious, no, don't fight it. Just leave it. The more you fight, the more Torah, the more religious. That's the way. That's the secret of Am Yisrael. People don't realize that. It's like by Midat Tzfardeh, by Makat Tzfardeh and Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were stupid. They didn't know. The more they hit the frog, what happened? Came more and more and more and more. That's Am Yisrael, Rabotai. Yeah? So listen very carefully. You know, there's a lot of people out there. People think to themselves, "Unai, I need to see all of them. You know, I'm religious. I pray. I learn. I lead a religious lifestyle. I must speak." That's wrong. A person has to think to himself, "Well, what about the people around me?" A person has to take this, especially in this generation. You look around, there's plenty of work to do. A person who stays only in his dalit amot and doesn't branch out and doesn't try to bring the Torah to others, to bring the light of Torah to others, it's not the way it works. A person cannot live in a vacuum. You can't live in a bubble. Nachon, a person has to take time for himself, to grow and to learn and to daven and to focus on his personal Avodat Hashem. But 100% a person cannot focus only on himself and be indifferent to the plight of Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Zemidato Shel Amalek, to look at other fellow Jews who are unaffiliated, and you have the ability, you have the opportunity to bring the light of Torah to them, and you don't, that's Amalek talking. Only look in your Dalet Amot. Amalek says, you're good. Chubam factor. Yeah? Just stay in your own Dalet Amot. That's not how it works. You can't be indifferent to other people. You see a person who's not affiliated, you see a person who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot. If your heart doesn't break, Rabotai, listen very carefully. If your heart doesn't break every time you see a Mechalel Shabbat, that's a little piece of Amalek. Instead of saying, that's also Amalek. You know that? You know what being a Jew means? You see him, your heart hurts. Zachenu b'nei Yisrael, zeh she'erenu. Right? That's brother and sister. We're all kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu. You see a mechalel Shabbat, you see a person not keeping the Torah mitzvot, it hurts. And when it hurts you, you do something about it. You have to, do something. Try to help him, bring the light of the Torah. When a person looks at Am Yisrael with that level of Ahavat Yisrael, that's when things start to move. Huh? I'm not saying Musar necessarily. To feel them. Once you feel it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead you in the right path. There's plenty of programs. Pray for them, drag them to programs and to inspirations and shiurim and lectures. Oh man, all sorts of programs that are mu'ad to bring people closer. But the first thing is what? That I care. That is being that's what we have to get to. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu started. Only from there can we springboard to other midot rabotai. I thank you for listening. I wish you Shabbat Shalom Barach Be'ezat Hashem. Just getting it out there. Be'ezat Hashem this coming Motzei Shabbat. I'm going to be here, join with all of you. I don't teach. We speak words of Torah together. We learn together as a Hashem. Things about Chodesh Elul, Yamim Nora'im, Divrei Orerut, things to awaken us, followed as a Hashem by Selichot, Bachatzot and Laila. I wish you all a restful, peaceful, enjoyable, holy Shabbat. Shabbat.